Perkins Media proudly presents Moms Across America, a program where women can speak their minds openly and freely without fear of reprisal. Moms Across America is about the issues of the day confronting America from a mom's point of view. And now, here are the moms.
Hello, and welcome to Moms Across America. This is Vicki Tompkins with Ann Uvas, my co-host, and also Dan Perkins, our producer. Thank you so much for being here. I missed you guys last week, but I'm back. All right, here we go. So remember, moms, remember, if you don't have, you know what? I've been talking about this free constitution for a very, very long time.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out if there's anybody out there who does not have a constitution of some kind. But
millions.
If you do not, you can still go to ashbrook.org/constitution and download that free constitution. And you know what? It's very, very important that you read it. It's an easy read. It's not long, but you need to know your rights because you don't know how to fight if you don't know what those are. So that's the reason we keep talking about getting that free constitution, but you got to read it. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Part one, attacking churches in America.
Commercial's over. Now, we're going to talk about something that happened recently that is very, 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 very disturbing.
Right.
I think there's a lot more to it than what the media is telling us because they don't want us to know anything as far as truth.
Right.
So we're going to talk about the incident that happened in Minneapolis at the Emancipation Church's school. Church's school.
Right.
Why people target children is beyond my comprehension. I don't get it. People are evil. Some people are very evil. Dan, could you start us out with some of the things you had mentioned?
First of all, I want to talk about what was reported, what wasn't reported, and the accuracy of what was reported. First, and they're still doing it, the attack did not take place at the school. The attack took place in the Catholic parish church. And there were people from the school, children, teachers, staff people, and people from the local community who were there for Mass. In fact, two of the people that were shot were both women in their 80s. There's a difference between a Catholic school and a Catholic church. This was a Catholic church. Why is that significant? Because 3 years ago, the bishop of the diocese in Minneapolis wrote a letter to the governor, Tampon Tim, about his concern, and many people in not only in the Catholic community, but the Christian community, the Jewish and the Muslim community, about the attacks that were taking place on places of worship. See, what they didn't tell you that in 2024, more than every day, a church, a synagogue, or a mosque was attacked in the United States. 430 places of worship were attacked, and they never reported that fact. Mm-hmm. On top of that, it was the church that was attacked. It wasn't a school. But nobody in the mainstream media, including Fox, had any stories about the fact that 430 churches had been attacked in the United States in 2024.
Dan, can I just clarify one thing? Because you said 83 and 84. Did you mean 23 and 24?
The use of guns against churches in 2024 were up, I was at either 83 or 84% over 23. In the Jewish community, over 2,000 places of worship and education or assembly were attacked in 2024. 2,000. So we have a problem that the media is choosing to ignore is the outright attack against Christians, Jews, and Muslims because they have a religious belief. And that's why they're being attacked. Number two, reporter for MSNBC was interviewing a congressman who was talking about the outrage of this vicious attack on children. And the person said to the interviewer, he really scared a lot of people in this country in his viciousness. And when you got to read his manifesto, and when he finished, she couldn't stop. She had to chastise him for saying, no, it wasn't he, it was her, because she was transgender.
Dear
now,
God.
I will tell you, I have continued to research this. I haven't found any information yet. I know he changed his name to a female name, but I can't find any evidence or anybody talking about whether or not he received any transgender drugs or any surgical procedures. If he simply self-identified as female, that's one thing. Again, they didn't report this, but if you read the manifesto that he left, he regretted, and I know Annie's talked about this many times, he regretted going through a transition to try to convince himself the madness that he was a woman when he was actually a man. He criticized himself and the community around him that tried to get him to believe he could become a female. Not reported. I look at it and I say, the media has forgotten how to tell the truth and how to research. I mean, I took the time to do the research, which I always do. And it wasn't an easy job, but it wasn't an all-day job either to get information. But they have an agenda, and they talk about the agenda. The mayor of Minneapolis was trying to provide comfort for the families of the children who were killed and injured. But he spent most of his time talking about protecting the transgender community in Minneapolis. And as he was finishing up the press conference, he said, oh, by the way, we want to support Catholics too.
Wow.
It's on, wow. You can see it, it's on tape. Now, of all the stuff that I've told you so far, what I'm about to tell you is the most disturbing to me. Jen Psaki telling us that prayer was worthless.
I heard that. It's not the time for prayer and well wishes. The kids were already praying.
She basically, it was a waste of time to pray. And I'm a practicing Catholic, and I say night prayers every night. I'm praying for people who are sick, people who are friends that have been injured, and I'm just praying for my family in general. Right. And the idea that what I'm doing is worthless, when I grew up in the Catholic tradition, I knew that we could talk to God through prayer, and we could ask God for things, to do things. Didn't mean he was going to do it. And sometimes he didn't do it. And sometimes we find out much later why he didn't give us what we were looking for. He maybe gave us something better. The point is, when you have no spiritual relationship, Christian, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, whatever, if you don't have a spiritual relationship, what you get is what happened in Minneapolis last week.
Right. But Dan, let's bring out some other points here about the whole not knowing, because I haven't heard those reports about how many churches or synagogues or whatever have been attacked. I didn't realize those numbers were that high.
Right.
But the media is hiding that on purpose.
Yes.
Because I have felt for a long time, and I'm sure you guys probably have too, as far as the Christian church, the persecution is here and it is not being reported. Yeah, we talk about persecution overseas, which is far greater than what we receive here. But when you have leadership, just like you said, who is devoid of any type of religious beliefs other than their politics or whatever they're into now, when they don't have that God-fearing base, why would you report that? They don't care about that.
Right.
They don't care that Christians or Catholics or Jewish people or anyone else in a religious situation is being attacked. They don't care about that. That's not important to them. I'm seeing this more and more and more as the days go by.
Yep.
And then you're just confirming to me what I already knew, but didn't have the numbers. And it's something that really needs to get out there.
Yeah. And this problem in Minnesota of attacking churches has been going on for at least 3 to 5 years. And the Democratic Party and the leadership of the Democratic Party, including the governor, have done nothing about it. He suggested that he would work on legislation that would provide $50 million for security for not only schools, but now because he supposedly understood the magnitude of the attacks on churches. And I have to tell you, the people who compiled, the independent organization who compiled the statistics on the churches, was very open and candid in saying, we think it's a lot more than this. A lot of churches just aren't reporting what's going on. And so it's a problem, but it's indicative of a lack of spiritualness in a lot of people. And the mainstream media didn't want to report that he regretted all the things he did for transgender. They didn't report that.
No.
Because,
and they probably won't.
Yeah.
Because that type of thing, because you got to understand, these people are wanting these surgeries. They're wanting to transition while they are regretting it afterwards. And we've talked about that here on the show.
Right.
Regret that people are having after they do that, because we know within us, it's within us, male and female. We know this. But I still have to question, why attack a church because you're unhappy?
Right.
Are you saying it's the church's fault?
Well, they have this now. They're saying, they're calling them nihilist terrorists. Whether they are transgender or not, you had the attack in New York City, and he just picked out a target that he felt was worth his effort. They don't intend to walk away from these things.
No.
What they're doing is they want suicide by cop or by another. But it is complete nihilism. And when we started taking the children away from the parents and letting the government raise them,
yep,
the child no longer has that love, that understanding, that compassion, and guidance above all that a parent would give.
Mm-hmm.
There is an emotional and physical attachment from a parent to a child.
Right.
But when you have them going out into a school and all they have is their peers and some individual stranger telling them what is right, what is wrong, what is left, what is right, what is up, what is down,
mm-hmm.
but not a parent's love and guidance. And we found already from homeschooling, 1 hour of homeschooling can equal more than 2 days of public schooling.
Yes.
And this is what the problem is. Plus, you add in social media. You now also take away the human element, and the child is now interacting with AI.
Yeah.
We already found out a gentleman from New Jersey fell in love with an AI bot.
Lord have mercy.
He left his house and his wife to meet this strange woman, who he swore was real. And he ended up falling and dying on his way. This is what's happening. We're losing a touch with our fellow human beings.
Yes.
And it's been starting for decades. They took the child away from the parent, and that was the first step.
Well, we could probably talk for another day on this, but we need to take a break. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Part 2, swatting around college campuses.
Welcome back to Moms Across America. We're in our second segment. And for our second segment, we're going to be talking about something called swatting. Now, I was not familiar with this term, but swatting is happening on college campuses. When I read this, I thought, seriously? You used to go to jail for this. So swatting is a false reporting of an emergency, usually with an active shooter. I find that interesting. So it's happening on college campuses. People are calling in and they're reporting that there's an active shooter. They're saying all these things are happening, that people have been shot. Now, okay, maybe I think of things too simply. But years ago, if you yelled fire in a crowd and people got hurt, you're going to jail. That's just how it was. So now we have people calling. Now people are actually calling 911 and they're reporting that there's an active shooter on campus. This happened in University of Texas, Tennessee, Villanova, Kansas State, Iowa State, South Carolina, and right here in Colorado in Boulder. I had not heard about these. And I'm like, seriously? Now, it's my understanding. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong, Dan and Annie, correct me if I'm wrong. But when you call 911, doesn't it automatically tell you who's calling? But the 911 operator, don't they see who's calling?
Yes.
Only if, not always, not always. Because if
Well,
you have like a
something.
burner phone or something like that, the number will not
Yes.
show up. The new
That's what I was
technology
thinking.
can disguise the number. And now with the new technology, they can forge a number. So you will think it's coming from an 843 area code, and it's coming from a 212 area code. There are ways now to disguise it, but they can pinpoint the signal it's coming from. That's different. So they can trace
So,
back people in the area, look at cameras to see who's on their phone.
why is it being so difficult for them to find the perpetrators of this? That's what I want to know. Because when you call 911, like you said, if it's a burner phone or you've tried to disguise it, then of course they're not going to know. When you do a false report like that, the first responders, they don't know it's fake. They
No.
have to take each one as serious. And I'm sorry, with all AI and all this advancement, we don't know who's doing this. We can't find them.
Well, a lot of these places have may have a small police force, and they're not able to spend the time to trace it down for something that may or may not be prosecutable. You can't prove who's on the phone unless you run a voice recognition. Can't run voice recognition unless you have a person that you suspect and you can match it to. So these investigations are time and money. So they may not have the ability to do it. A city like New York can, Los Angeles, yeah. But you have small towns, they may not be able to do that. So now they
But
go to college towns where you may have a small police force.
yeah, and you have a situation. I think last week was in many places the beginning of the college season. And I think I heard, but I could be wrong, it was either six or nine of these situations happened across the country in a matter of 2 or 3 days last week.
And multiple people calling in. It wasn't just one person calling in and saying we have a situation where there's an active shooter, blah, blah, blah. It was multiple people calling in some instances. So I'm
Which means
trying to
it's
figure out.
organized.
Yeah, it has to be because it's almost like, so the FBI, of course, has been called in on this because of it's becoming a problem. I just truly find it hard to believe that these people cannot be tracked down. I maybe I'm being too cynical, or maybe I'm being too trusting of our system. But my goodness, I just can't believe these are just random students.
If you could pick one thing that could significantly disrupt a school, whether it's an elementary school, high school, or college, using two words, active shooter, puts panic in the entire university and people are scared. And whether it's true or not true, it still puts people, students, and the faculty and the administration in grave peril because of the fear factor that those two words, based on what's happened in our country, they're using it as a terrorist attack.
It is. And it could be also checking to see what the response times are of law enforcement. Because if you're going to plan a
That's
massive attack, what better way than to attack? We already know military bases are going on heightened alert, but a college campus, you walk on and off freely. It's not a gated community, it's a perfect target. And how many terrorists have come across our border under the previous administrations? We don't know.
Exactly.
And if it's orchestrated and you have multiple incidents across the country at the same time, someone's planning something.
Right. Vicky, I want to ask, you said it happened in Colorado last
Yeah,
week.
at University of Boulder.
You were Boulder. And Annie, as a retired police officer, let me try and see if I can ask this question reasonably intelligently. When you had a college or a university, an institution, if you would, they have their own security. Outside of that is the jurisdiction of the city police. Like, for example, at Columbia, the president of Columbia had to ask the New York City Police Department to come in and assist them. So you have two sets of, not law enforcement, but two sets of authority, police authority. One is part of the campus in and of itself and under the campus control. The other is the general police force, which is under the control of the police commissioner, mayor, whoever. And so what I'm curious is if the school doesn't ask for help, can the police go on the campus anyway?
It depends upon the agreement between the municipality and the college campus or university campus. Depends upon each and every area is different. There was a swatting here in South Carolina, Vicky mentioned, which was up in Columbia. Now, as I understand it, the police that cover the state university are affiliated with the state police, and yet they may still work in conjunction with whatever local municipality they may be in. And this campus is all across the state. So again, it depends upon the agreement between that specific municipality and the campus police. They may have a very small campus police force and rely heavily on, the local authorities, or vice versa.
So
Again, it's
the reason I'm
case by
asking
case.
the reason I'm asking the question, Annie, you said earlier in this discussion, the resources that, in this case, the college would have, the ability to trace the call is probably very limited versus the potential of the police force.
Correct.
Yeah. And that just kind of confirms too, Annie, that this is probably very calculated. Maybe some plans. People are trying to get those responses, trying to see who actually shows up to take care of these situations so that they can calculate. And I'm like, so the three of us are sitting here and we're talking about this. Surely we have people, whether it's the FBI or the local police departments or the sheriff's departments, surely somebody's talking about this when they're finding out that this is happening all over the country, almost not simultaneously, but multiple times across many places in the state. Surely there's somebody talking about this and putting some feelers out there on what this could be and really trying to search and see what is happening. I mean, that's a lot of colleges.
Yeah. I just want to
And
remind you, ladies, we've got about 4 minutes left in this segment.
okay. So I'm trying to figure, I mean, how can we just sit here and just through just conversation understand this? I just hope that this is being discussed in some boardroom, or not boardroom, but some police station room somewhere.
I
And
think Dan
they're
mentioned
talking.
that FBI's already been looking into this, and that would
Yeah.
be ideal because if it is a domestic terrorism, even if it's not from an outside terrorist group but an internal, something Soros-backed,
Yeah.
it'd be interesting to find out exactly what, because if you have multiple instances of swatting within a short period of time, a matter of days or within the same week, that's
Yeah.
highly suspicious and it would make bells ring in FBI headquarters.
I
And
would
they
hope
did
so.
mention in the article that I read that the FBI is involved. I just hope beyond hope that they are looking into this because it does sound like something is getting ready to go down, like you said, Annie. So, all right. So come on, police officers, sheriff's departments, FBI, school administrators, security.
Because I wanted to just follow what you were talking about and raise the question. You talked about your hope of it was being discussed at the leadership of police and perhaps the FBI. What is the implication to the mental health of the students in these colleges that are being, even though they're not the,
Well, you got a lot of kids that are away from home for the very first time, and I'm sure the parents, as well as the children, are not very happy about the situation. Being told suddenly you're on lockdown and an active shooter is on campus, and you don't know whether or not they're outside your dorm room or your classroom. If you remember a number of years ago, we had public schools being attacked. Now it
That's
comes
right.
back, that technology that we formed back then with the ballistic whiteboards and things like that. The ballistic backpacks, maybe we may start seeing those back on the market again and being utilized on the university level.
And you know, and I'm gonna scooch to another side of this too. I can tell you right now that the Democrats are already saying, you see, we need to get rid of guns on campus. That's why I just so believe that this is scripted, like you said, Annie, because this is their narrative. They want to get rid of everybody's guns. And so what better way than use fear, like you said, Dan? I mean, that's their mode of operation. But I gotta tell you, moms, dads, moms out there, please look at the facts. We've got to keep ourselves, I'm trying, how do I say it? We can't let every little thing we hear from the media make us all uptight to where we're not thinking rationally.
Good
So
point.
find out the truth. Go out there and search on these things. Ask your local police or whatever if something has happened in your area, what's going on, so you can get the facts before you just react. I'm sure some parents said, "You're coming home. That's it. We're done." That may not necessarily be the right answer. But anyway, as we've always encouraged you guys, look for facts. Go ask the hard questions that many times politicians don't want to hear, but
Right.
ask the questions anyway and put them on the hot seat to give you the truth. And if they don't and they say, "Did that answer your question?" Say, "No, that did not answer my question." So my question is, and re-ask your question.
Okay, we have to take a break and we'll be back with Annie and Vicky after these messages.
Space Force moves to Alabama.
Yeah, one of the biggest things I thought about on this is just the emotional state of these people on these campuses when that threat happens. And I mean, just think about when you get startled and you have that adrenaline going in your body, and this happens multiple times over and over and over. It takes a stress on your body.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I think about too, Dan, like you're saying, these kids.
I thought Annie's comment about the fact that you have a lot of people coming to school for the first time, leaving home, and they've got homesickness and other things to deal with. This exaggerates those feelings of insecurity and being afraid. It just,
All right, guys, can I just take a break? I need to take a break for just 5 minutes. I got a slight emergency here. Just bear with me,
okay.
please.
Okay, no
Thanks.
problem.
Part three, Space Command moves.
And welcome back to Moms Across America. And we're in our third segment. And our third segment is something that hits close to home for me because I'm out here in Colorado. And President Trump announced yesterday that Space Command, which is now housed here at Peterson Air Force Base, is going to be moving to Alabama. One of the things that I found out when I was reading about this, and I don't know if you guys know this, that was always where President Trump wanted it, was in Alabama. Huntsville, Alabama is where he always wanted it. But when Biden came in, you know, the deal making, they left it here, they left it or brought it here, opened it up here in Colorado Springs. And I gotta tell you, I think there's a back story to this. I know President Trump wanted it in Huntsville, but I gotta tell you, the state of Colorado is a military force. We have like five or six bases just here in my little hamlet. And I've had a brother who served here at Fort Carson in the military. And I gotta say, this is a military town. It just is. And to move a facility like that is definitely going to impact us. And then on top of that, we have people who are wanting to build 5,000 homes around Peterson, which security-wise, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But the powers that be have a lot of money invested in it. And now, county commissioners, okay, so we had an election, it, not an election, but a vote. Do we want these homes built by this facility? The people, 82% said absolutely not. It's going to mess with our security for that base and what they have to do. And they built it there on purpose because of where it's located. There's not a lot of homes there. But the new commissioner group decided 4-1 they can move forward and build those homes. And I got to tell you, that's stupid. And I can also say that that's probably another reason that President Trump was looking at that going, no, that's dumb. That's going to affect everything militarily, putting all those homes there because they need that open space to be able to see things, right? So all of this stuff I think is coming together. And we have a governor. The governor and the Democrat leadership in our state could care less about the people here in Colorado. They keep increasing our taxes without asking us, which is our law. We have a taxpayer bill of rights where they have to ask us if they raise any taxes. And I got to tell you, our taxes is probably as high as California now in little old Colorado.
So where is the what's the is it an Air Force base that was used to be the home of Space Command?
Yep, Peterson Air Force Base, and now is going to be in Alabama
Huntsville.
at right, Huntsville.
But,
It's going to
yeah,
be in Huntsville.
I mean, in a sense, Huntsville is the space and rocket center for
Exactly.
the American military. But how close is this base to you?
How close is Peterson to me?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, it'd probably take me a good 45 minutes, maybe an hour to get
So
there.
it's in another county.
No, it's in this. We have a huge county, guys. We're the largest county. We're the fourth largest county in the entire country. But they are way, 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 way out on purpose because of what they needed for what they do.
So
And
are
so,
you the county commissioner job that you're running or possibly running for is in the county where Peterson is? And so you're going to be one of those commissioners who's going to do, say yay or nay to 5,000 homes.
I wouldn't have voted for that. I would have said no, absolutely no, and I would have told him why. When you have the military coming to you and saying, this is not a good idea, it's going to hamper what we're doing as a military base and the security of the people here in Colorado, and you still vote yes, why are you a commissioner? Are you just trying to help your buddies who own the land make some money? That's how I see it. Am I wrong? I don't know. But from what I'm seeing and for the people I know, the previous county commissioner that vacated this position that I'm actually now running for, her husband just happens to be one of the owners of some of that land.
So,
Oh, coincidence? No. And then you have her little minion that came in and said, oh, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
but let me ask you this question. You probably can't answer it, but something to plug in the back of your brain. One of the things that we've been trying to stop in this country is the actual acquisition of land around military bases by the Chinese.
Yes.
Do you know if they own any of that land for the 5,000 homes?
Say that again.
Do we know if the Chinese owns any of the land that those 5,000 homes are purportedly going to be built on?
We don't know. Based on who I know that is a part of this, it's very possible.
If I was the county commissioner, I'd sure take a little hard look at it.
But that's the problem with the people who sit on our county commissioners right now. They don't look at any. They go by what they're told by their buddies, and so that's how they vote.
So they're rubber stamps.
Yes. And that's been the problem in the county that I live in. And it's been like this for decades. And now here we are losing a big part of our infrastructure as far as our economy. We're gonna lose military families, which is not uncommon. You know, they come and go because it's a military right. town. So that part, that's just normal. You're losing a lot of people at one time that we usually don't see move.
Do you have a sense of how many people are in Space Command that would be moving?
Thousands, I would think.
Wow.
I mean, it's a big deal. And I think another part of the reason that Space Command is leaving, not just because of what our governor and the people at the state capitol are doing, it's like some have gotten like, we don't really need all these military da 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 da. You know, I'm like, you're dumb. You don't know what you're talking about. This is probably one of the most secure areas in the country. And now it's getting a shakeup. And I'm really concerned. You think about thousands of people leaving all at one time. What does that do to an economy? I think it does a lot.
Right.
I think because of all the fees and the taxes and the increases, I think that's another reason that President Trump said, no, we need to get out of there as fast as we can.
So if the Space Command moves, what happens to the concept of the development of the 5,000 houses? Does it blow up?
I don't think it changes anything in the minds of the commissioners.
So they're still going to build the 5,000 houses?
That's the plan. Here's the thing that bothers me the most about that. That was brought to the people. It was brought to the people of this county. And when you have 82% of the people saying, no, we don't want this. And when you have maybe 25, 30% of that base being military, what does that tell you? The military is telling you, this is going to affect the security of our county if you do this. I mean, the officers have gone to them and said this. They've gone and talked to them about how this can hurt the military and security. Take that 82% of the people who said no, and you totally ignore it and say, okay, go ahead and begin your process. Who does that unless there's more to it?
If Space Command moves and to Huntsville, then the need for the 5,000 homes shouldn't be there because you're moving thousands of people from Colorado Springs to Alabama. But if they're going to build the 5,000 homes, that seems to me to be very, very suspect. If you're going to lose thousands of people who would be potential buyers or renters, you're still going to build 5,000 homes. I don't understand why a bank would allow that to happen.
And here's the funny part about the 5,000 houses. Okay. So they want to build these houses. And one of the arguments by one of the people who own the land is it's a service to the military people who are going to be working from that base. Well, here's the deal. How much do you think that the average soldier makes? 50,000?
No.
60,000?
No.
100,000? No. Well, guess how much the base of one of these homes is going to be?
No idea.
$500,000. So I'm like, are you kidding me? You're not there to service the military. You're there to line your pocket.
Yeah.
Stop lying about it. And I might be on one of those who's going to expose some of this.
So let me just try and put this in some kind of a sequence. Trump, when he was president, wanted to have Space Command at Huntsville. Biden took over and said, no, we're going to send it out to Colorado Springs to Fort Peterson Air Force Base, and we're going to build it there. Now You have a group of investors in Colorado Springs and around who want to buy, who want to build 5,000 houses, regardless of whether or not Space Command stays in Colorado Springs or not. And they want to charge $500,000 for the houses, which the soldiers can't afford. If you're going to move thousands of people to Space Command to Huntsville, I understand that the vote, if I heard you correctly, you said that the voters turned down the idea of building the houses by 82%.
82%.
Now, how do the voters feel about moving, or do they care about moving Space Command from Colorado Springs to Huntsville?
That part, we haven't had much chatter yet because it just happened yesterday. I get it. I know President Trump has to make the decisions that he needs to make, and he's looking at things that I'm not looking at. I'm sad that it's moving, but I think we did it to ourselves here in Colorado. Yeah. I don't think we made a good enough presentation to President Trump to leave it here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And especially now you're talking about building 5,000 homes around an area that needs to be secure. I wouldn't have done it as the president. I would have said, oh no, we out of here. Because this is going to hamper what we're trying to do. And it's like, these people who are wanting to develop these homes are so selfish. They know that they're going to make millions of dollars and that's all they care about.
Right.
I know some of them. That's all they care about.
Right. Well, we need to take one more break and we'll come back with the wrap up section 4 after these messages.
Part 4, the wrap up.
Welcome back to a Moms Across America wrap up. We're going to start and talk about what happened in Minneapolis in our first segment. Dan, you have any other thoughts on that? Because I know that's something that has really, I mean, it bothers all of us, but that's something that you're really concerned about.
I'm very concerned about it, not just because I'm a Catholic, because it's more than Catholic churches, that it's Jewish synagogues and Baptist churches and Episcopalian churches and mosques. There's a persecution in this country, people who have some degree of belief in a spirit who guides them. And I look at it and I wonder, as I said when we were talking, the idea that prayer is nothing, that burns me more than anything else, that the Democratic left, the elites, are telling me that I'm crazy for praying because nothing's going to happen.
Right.
They don't understand what prayer is, in my opinion. And the idea that we always are praying to God because we want something isn't true. Sometimes you pray to God just to have something to say to him, to talk to him. So the spirituality that has been drummed out of our country. What's interesting, though, is that young people, especially college-age people, more men than women, are going back to churches. There's a rebirth in many Christian churches, not all of them, because they've come to the conclusion that there's no spirituality and we can't do this all on our own. There's just no way to do that, to ignore or to diminish. It's one of the things that we have talked about and the media has talked about Donald Trump, is that he's winning because he gets 80% of the people on his side.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the Democrats have only got 20%. They're not appealing to the 80% majority. So the Democrats have to deal with the 20% minority, which are elitists who believe that they know more than anybody else, and they have the right to make the decision for what you do in your life and what happens. I do think that they haven't learned a lesson. They continue to take the 80-20. I mean, it was a Pew Research study within the last week on the attitudes about illegal immigrants in the United States. 81% of the people who responded said they want them all out. Not just the ones that are here that have criminals that are illegally, but anybody who came across the border illegally and is availing themselves of housing and food and clothing and education and medical care at my expense, my pocketbook, they want them out. And and they're no longer tolerant. And so what's happening is that more and more Americans are beginning to speak out, and the left doesn't know how to deal with it. They just ignore it. And when Jen Psaki said there's no reason to pray, you know, it's not 80% of the people pray in the country. A significant percentage of people do, and for many, many different reasons. But the idea that the left shall dictate, even if we pray, I mean, that the height of arrogance there, that we're going to tell you what you're going to do. I mean, it's still there. You know, one thing I was going to bring up, but we ran out of time because it was a great subject. I saw this report this morning. Now, one of the things that all of us have talked about is how many people came across the border illegally. Some say 15, 18, 20 million. Some say more than 20 million. But there's a report this morning that the government now has identified 8 million Venezuelans alone who came across the border. 8 million from one country. So the idea that it's 20 million, when you got 8 million from one country, and you've got 190 countries that sent illegals here, some of them are not, but the point is, if 8 million came from Venezuela, how many came from Mexico? How many countries do we have to blow past 20 million? And that's really scary, because it says, we have no clue. We really don't have any clue about how many illegals are in this country.
How many Chinese?
Right.
Pakistani. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So it's amazing. And yet we have people who have abandoned any spirituality, and they decide that the best way to soothe their savage breast is to go kill children in church or school. The idea that there were 430 attacks on places of worship last year in this country, not been reported by the mainstream media. And as Vicky said, she was shocked when she heard that it was that many. You know, and do you remember, I guess it was maybe 6 weeks ago, the Jewish people that came out of the synagogue on Sunday afternoon, as they've done for a long time, protesting since the war broke out with Israel. And they marched on the streets, and they were attacked by a guy throwing Molotov cocktails at them.
Here in Colorado.
And was that Boulder?
Boulder.
Yeah. And I looked at that and I said, Jesus, wait a minute. And I'm not trying to be overly critical of the leaders of that church. It seems to me that there are churches, believe it or not, in the country, primarily in New England, who have adopted church safety committees, where they have people.
We have them here. We have them here too. Yeah. And we have had ours for years. I know the Catholic church my mom goes to has had it for years also. A lot of churches have been proactive in this. I think what they're doing is targeting churches that are not proactive. Because each time you hear of this, there is no security around there. We interact with our local sheriff department. So I think the swattings of the colleges, the attacks on these churches, it's someone is feeling to see what a reaction is. And then ask yourself, why is it that the Chinese immigrants that we've intercepted coming across illegally were all military age men? The same of Middle Eastern descent. I mean, we have had Qurans and prayer rugs being left in the desert, the Mexican and Texan deserts, we knew about back in the 1990s. This is not a new problem. It's just now it's in our face. And now our nation here is in trouble. And unless we look at it and we ring that bell and send out that alarm, I don't think anyone else is going to watch or listen. And maybe we have now an administration in place with the FBI looking into college swattings. Well, let's them also look into these religious institutions that are being attacked. How is their security different from those of us that are not being attacked? And who is doing the attacking? Is it orchestrated?
And here's something. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this. You know, moms, if you attend church, does your church have security? I don't know of any church in Colorado, well, in my area anyway, in El Paso County. I don't know of any church that doesn't have security. I mean, people pack it
I have a
literally.
gentleman that's in my church with me, and he's a member of the Knights of Columbus. And we were talking a couple of weeks ago, and he's a big believer in, we have open and concealed carry in Florida. And he says, I go into our church every Sunday for the 11 o'clock mass, and I spend a good bit of my time just scanning the congregation to see if there's anybody there that's suspicious. And
Yeah.
we have no security at a church where an average Sunday worship congregation would be 1,800 people.
Wow.
We have none. And so
Yeah.
we got 4 minutes. Do you think that these false alarms about armed intruder or shooting or stuff, the false stuff that we talked about in section two, you think that's gotten enough coverage that it's going to stop, or are we emboldening them because we're giving them media space?
I'm not sure if it's had enough coverage, but my biggest thing is I hope somebody is, including the FBI, is sitting down and talking about this and looking at where this is happening, when it's happening, and it's suspicious. I think we all agree that this is suspicious. And it's amazing how you have a shooting and then you hear these fake things too. I think maybe they're all tied in together.
So in our last segment, we talked about the issue of Space Command moving from Colorado Springs to Alabama, to the Space and Rocket Center, and the manipulation of the acres, probably thousands of acres of land around Peterson Air Force Base, that developers want to put 5,000 homes in. Do you think that the president, since you live there, Vicky, do you think the president has the responsibility or the ability to move it wherever he wants?
Yeah. I mean, he's the chief, he's the commander in chief. So yeah, I believe he has the right to do that. And I got to tell you, just based on living here, that's probably the best move he made, is to just go with what he had already decided back in 2019, if he had gotten reelected, that he was going to put it in Alabama. I think it's a red state. It supports President Trump. They've already been making plans for it to come there. They have everything ready to go. It's just like, send us the people. We're ready. It's gonna their economy is going to boom
Sure.
after all these thousands of people move there. And Colorado missed their opportunity.
They blew
We
it.
have terrible leadership here, not just statewide, but many of our counties are a joke. And I hate to say this because I love Colorado, but I got to tell you, we have selfish people who are all about doing things to line their pockets, all about having power, and they could care less what happens for the general public, who they're supposed to be serving,
Right.
but they have just gotten so locked in to a way to make a dollar off the backs of the people that they really don't care.
You said that the governor might be a presidential candidate for 2028.
Dear God, please wake the people up. He's horrible. He is horrible. This is a man who put out flyers promoting pedophilia. That tells you how bad this guy is.
Oh, okay.
He's horrible. I'm
Well,
ready for his time to be up.
yes. So we're out of time. So take us home, Vicki.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Yeah, I got a little passionate about our last subject today of the Space Command. But moms across America, thank you again for joining us. And always remember, you are America. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Good night and God bless.
And we'll be right back after these messages.